Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey,
yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. Number one spot, we a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Vibe check, vibe check, where y'all at? Let's run it back one more time. Come on, come on, come on, one more time, because I felt like that one faded out. What's good, man? Welcome in here.
Yeah, man.
To the Thursday, April 11th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we in here.
Hey, what did the tribal chief say? What did he say the other day?
I'm in God mode.
He did say that. But the other day, he said, yesterday we mourn. Today is day one. I'm turned up.
Okay.
Three games to handle business, all at the Golden One Center. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
All right. I see that. You what position are you playing tonight?
Wherever they need me.
Okay.
They need a hard foul, I'll do that.
Well,
this
we
is whatever.
Do that.
This is whatever.
Okay.
I'll get Alvarado. I'll smack Alvarado up one time. What you need, Mike Brown?
Calm down. You imagine? Oh yeah, sorry guys. Kenny's not here. He's in jail right now. He beat up Jose Alvarado.
Well, not in the streets. I mean, in the game.
Well, I'm sure if you run off from your courtside seats and tackle Jose Alvarado, like, you're not just gonna be able to walk away.
No, if I'm on a 10-day, not.
I thought we were storming the court here.
No.
Your courtside seats do not grant you the ability to tackle Jose Alvarado.
No, I'm saying if they got me on the 10-day, I will give him a hard foul, not as a civilian.
No. Imagine Jose Alvarado coming down the court to dribble the ball. Casey hits him with a clothesline from hell like JBL.
Speaking of courtside, one of the most famous courtside fans is coming in today.
If you know, you know.
Y'all don't know Lene Willis-Smith. But you know.
We bringing out the heavy artillery.
We've been talking about this for months. She coming in to hang out with us today. You talk about bringing out the artillery.
Yeah.
We've dusted off the old AOL email address. And Mark Jones is going to join us today.
Can he send me that? I was like, what the hell is this?
Mark Jones is going to join us on the stream today.
Come on, man. We're not playing today, man. We need everybody turned up. All hands on deck, man. Yesterday we mourned. Today is day one. Let's get it.
Will Z will be with us. Matt George will be with us. And we hope that you'll be with us here as well. Suns beat the Clippers last night.
Oh, gosh. Clippers played nobody.
Suns got the Kings and the Timberwolves ahead. Denver lost to Minnesota last night.
There's still a lot to play for at the very, very top of the Western Conference. Suns lead over the Kings is 1.5 headed into tonight's New Orleans game, which means if the Kings, if the Kings get a victory tonight, the lead will be 1 headed into tomorrow night's game against Phoenix with the head-to-head on the line, as this is the 5th matchup between the two teams. I don't think there's a scenario where we can get a 3-way tie. I could be wrong about that. The way James explained it earlier, it seems like the only way that the Kings could get to the 6 is for Minnesota to lose out, which would obviously New Orleans to lose out, which would include tonight. It would include tomorrow, the Warriors and Lakers as well. So the Pelicans low key have a lot of control over what goes on there.
Absolutely.
In the play-in portion of the Western Conference. But here we are, man. That's tomorrow. Today is the Pelicans.
That's right.
It's the Kings and the Pelicans for the 5th time this season. And the first 4 have not gone well.
No, they haven't. But it's time. We're due.
Well, right. There's always that line of thinking.
We're due. I mean, it's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough, even without Brandon Ingram. You look at guys like Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, CJ McCollum, and I haven't mentioned Zion and Valanciunas, but these are guys that, not just with the Pelicans, some of them have only played for the Pelicans, but you get what I'm saying here, not just with the Pelicans, just in their career have given the Kings trouble. Mm. You know, it's just they've always had difficulties with Valanciunas. Mm-hmm. They've always had difficulties with CJ McCollum. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
CJ hates the Kings. I think he pretty much states that on every occasion.
Absolutely. Any chance he gets. He's been in the league 45 years and still mentions he thought he was getting drafted by the Kings.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be easy tonight. That's for sure. But you know, one thing I was thinking about on the way in, just thinking about this team, I know people get upset with them, and maybe I take a softer stance with this team sometimes than most. All right, I hear everybody was mad yesterday, no inexcusable, all this other stuff. I do think this team is tough. I do think they, when their backs are against the wall, and I'm talking not necessarily in a game, but season wise, they usually respond. They usually respond. Now, you would love for them to respond in every scenario, like in a game, like you're down or you've blown a lead, respond there. It doesn't always happen with them that way. But when they're like, yo, you just lost to Detroit. Now you got Denver coming to town. What you going to do? They show up. I know a lot of that was with Malik and with Kevin Huerter. But the DNA of this team isn't that they're going to roll over when things get tough. Hmm. I think they're going to show up not only today, but this entire weekend.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Does that mean they're going to win? I don't know that. But I think they're going to show up and compete tonight in a major way.
I agree with that. We were talking about that a moment ago on the handoff with Jake and James. I don't think tonight's one of those nights where there's a collective sigh of, oh, they came out flat. Oh, they didn't have that energy. And that's the other thing. I was so confused yesterday, and I guess this is part of the downfall of, I just don't enjoy social media. I don't enjoy Twitter. I don't go to it anymore. I didn't know there was a question about the Kings' heart, and I feel like, you know, all kidding aside, I sometimes joke that you use the term the streets when you can't quantify something. You hear it. Mm. You know that it's out there. But you can't really quantify it, so we use the streets, mm-hmm. right? We watch a game, and we see a 20-point lead disappear. And we can't really quantify exactly what we're seeing, so we question the heart. There have been maybe 2 or 3 games this year where you look at this team and go, they really didn't look interested in playing this game. They didn't. They looked like they were going through the motions and wanted out of here. Detroit's one of them. Like, Detroit is really one of the most obvious examples you could point to where you go, they probably thought they could turn it on at some point and just kind of like coasted. They didn't look locked into this game at all. That's not regular. That doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
And I think this idea of this team didn't go out there and try to bust their ass when the Kings could come out and miss their first 20 shots and be down by 20. that doesn't mean they're not trying. Mm-hmm. It means they missed their first 20 shots. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you question their heart. Oh, how do you come out here with this level of intensity? No, they might just be missing shots. Now, if they come out and they look lackadaisical, that's a completely different conversation.
Right.
And in my book, that is a completely different issue,
right,
given the stakes that are on the line over the next three games. Neither one of us believe that that's going to happen. And I think that happens far, 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 far less than people think that it does.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, you know, you can't really define sometimes why they blow a 20-point lead. So you say they're not serious or they don't have heart. I mean, they didn't lose that game yesterday because they don't have heart.
Right.
You know what I mean? They didn't execute or they didn't make shots. I mean, there's that. And sometimes there's reasons for that. Sometimes there isn't. Sometimes you just missing shots. You have the same level of focus, just not hitting. But, yeah, man, this team, more times than not, like you just laid out this year, almost every time this year, they've come to play.
Mm-hmm.
They've come ready to compete. And with their playoff lives on the line in a regular season at least, I don't expect anything different today. I think they going to come out and they're going to give everything they got.
Agree. Wholeheartedly agree. If the Kings lose, the slim hopes that they have for a top 16 seed are eliminated.
Yes.
They have to win tonight. And it could go from, well, the Kings win tonight. Well, what happens next? It could just be the next Pelicans win. Mm-hmm. Eliminates any hope for a play-in, or it'll likely carry over tomorrow. If Phoenix beats the Kings, that'll eliminate. Like we got three games left. The scenarios are going to change each day. Right now, the Kings have the opportunity to keep their hope for a top six spot alive. The crazy thing about the top six part is, okay, they don't get that. That's fine. Now it's not, well, is it, you know, 7 or 8? Now is it 7, 8, 9, or 10? And as we outlined a minute ago, regardless of what happens tonight, there's no scenario where the Sacramento Kings are 9 or 10 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because of the makeup of the standings, that's just not going to happen. The Lakers don't play tonight. The Lakers only have two games left. They don't have three. The Warriors, they're off tonight. And so you'll have all three teams with the same record. That will keep the Kings in the 8th spot. And then... then you go game to game the next two and trying to, you know, because if in this scenario we're talking about the Kings losing,
mm-hmm,
it's game to game on whether they're 7, 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah. And look, these other teams.
And 7 could be eliminated because that would be 2. Back on Phoenix.
You still get it because you still have an opportunity because you could beat them and they can lose.
Phoenix could lose twice.
You know, right. You can win.
You're right.
So
yeah, you're right.
Slim chance there, too, mm-hmm, if you lose tonight.
You're right.
But, yeah.
Warriors play Portland tonight? Oh, Portland. That's right. Yeah, I counted it as a dub. So the Warriors don't play tonight. They got the Blazers. It's the
right,
same thing.
Right.
It's the same thing. You guys know what I meant.
And everybody around the Kings right now is playing good basketball. You know, they're playing good. I mean, Phoenix is, you know, up and down. So with New Orleans, but those teams are getting healthier and they're playing well. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to win. You're going to have to win. You're going to have to win your way into this. You're not going to be able to have teams slip up, I don't believe, and everything be all right with you. You're going to have to win your way into either the 6th spot,
yep,
or the 7-8.
We've got a day planned for you, man. We're happy that you're here with us. We're going to talk Kings basketball. Massive performance from Nikola Jokic sends the Denver Nuggets to the top spot in the Western Conference. Denver, OKC, Minnesota, they're all still very much playing for something. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll talk more about the Kings and the Pelicans for the 5th time this season. Coming up tonight, Mark Jones is going to join us this hour. Lene Willis-Smith, I can't wait for her to get here. We've got a good time. The show is packed. We're thrilled you're with us. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll continue that conversation as the day progresses.
They need help.
On the commercial break, they most definitely do. They might be the Alvin Gentry-led Kings here at this point.
My favorite part of all this is like just seeing Eric Bischoff talk about it because he knows.
He does. I'm not going to co-sign Eric Bischoff when he says something that I agree with because I do think a lot of times he's full of crap. But he does, to a certain degree, he does understand the business. Like he understands producing television. More than anything else, he understands producing television. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I think he has to offer the conversation is – he's been through this.
And he's been through...
And poor Tony Schiavone. All of those gifts that were circulating of Tony Schiavone last night.
Well, the video where it's like the camera's on him, he kind of gives the cameraman a look where he just kind of glances up like, get that camera out of here.
Yeah, so bad. Poor Tony. Poor Tony. Yeah, we'll talk more about AEW and all that stuff during the commercial breaks and maybe as the show goes along. But we got business to attend to. Our man Mark Jones is going to join us coming out on the live stream coming up in about 30 minutes. Mark Jones will be with us. As we've mentioned, we got a packed show for you, and it starts with our man Mark Jones coming up here shortly. Big performance from Jokic last night. Those MVP voters who cast their vote 2 months ago feel really, really good about what Nikola Jokic did last night in a game that sent the Denver Nuggets. And that's not shade on Nikola Jokic. Don't ever get that twisted.
No, it's shade on the voters.
Thank you. Don't ever get that twisted. I have no beef with Nikola Jokic being the MVP of the NBA again. What I have is a beef with Nikola Jokic being the NBA of the MVP the MVP of the NBA 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. That's my issue. Mm-hmm. Y'all are ignoring what Jason Tatum is doing. Y'all are ignoring what Luka Doncic is doing. Y'all are ignoring what Giannis Antetokounmpo was doing and just crowned Jokic as the guy. Doesn't mean Jokic hasn't had a phenomenal season. It means this system with these writers whose content relies on their thoughts on the MVP race is flawed. I don't know what the fix is, though, so we just have to keep going along with it because we've seen players not take things seriously. We can't rely on coaches after what they did to Domantas Sabonis and don't question – don't you dare question a coach on who they voted for. You'll get scolded for that. Shout out to our man Tony Harvey. That's like asking who I voted for. Pop, we know who you voted for. But no, it's fine. It's fine. So I don't know what the fix to the system is, so we just got to deal with it the way that it is. But the system is flawed. Nikola Jokic is deserving of the NBA MVP.
Absolutely.
Giannis Antetokounmpo deserves to be in the conversation. Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic, and Jason Tatum deserve to be in the conversation. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander deserves to be in the conversation.
Absolutely. And that's to your point, that's all we've ever said is let's have a real conversation about it. Let's not just say 2 months in or with 2 months left, Jokic, no matter what anybody ever does, Jokic is the MVP. Like, settle down. Let the season play out a little bit. And don't look at it on one game. you know what I mean? Or two games in Tatum's case.
That's what they did with Tatum. Yeah.
Now, there's no way he can win now. There's 25 to 30 games left, but there's just no way he can. What? How do we get there? So.
Yeah, and this was in like February.
Yeah.
Sir, there's 30 games left.
I want to say it was before the All-Star.
Might have been. It was that stretch where, who'd they lose to, Jesse? Do you remember?
That's the Cleveland and the Nuggets.
Yeah. And that did it.
Yeah, no.
That was it.
When you just put that whole stretch as a whole or whatever, like just throwing 20, like there was a stat, like 24 games or whatever, you throw it as a whole. They were just 20-4 in that little stretch.
I just can't respect that, man. I just can't respect that.
Yeah.
What's
Tatum? I mean, my bad. But what's Tatum's numbers this year? I'm thinking they're probably 26.
I think it was 27. That's what I think it was.
26 or 27, yeah. 7-4 or something like that.
His numbers are not good enough, according to Brian Windhorst. His numbers, 27 even, 7th in the league. Rebounds, 8.2. Jeez. Assists, 4.9.
Well, 27-8-5 on the best team in basketball?
Yep.
Statistically speaking, historically as well?
On the only 60-win team in the league. No other team will finish with 60 wins. The Boston Celtics are at 62. They're at 62-17. They've cleared the Bucks by 13.5 games. Mm. Mm. 62-17. Denver, for fun, let's see they win their next two. They'll finish with 58. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Denver plays San Antonio in Memphis the rest of the way. Mm. So let's pencil them in for 58-24. You have a 60. They're not going to get to the 60-win mark, and Jason Tatum's not even in the conversation.
That's all we're talking about, the fact that he's just dismissed from the conversation.
He's not in the conversation also because of his postseason struggles.
Oh, hey, that's the Giannis Antetokounmpo stuff. The only guy who didn't face that, interestingly enough, was Nikola Jokic. They did not care that he didn't win titles. They did not care about what was going on in the playoffs. Mm. They were willing to give him the MVP and give him the MVP again. They had no issue with that whatsoever. Again, when you put this on wax, it's going to bite you in the ass, and I focus on the same guy over and over again because he's the guy who says the quiet part out loud. Mm. And that's Brian Windhorst, who said, I'm not going to continue to vote for Giannis Antetokounmpo to be the league's MVP when they don't win the championship. Yeah. Sir, those have nothing to do with the other.
No.
But in a slight defense of Brian Windhorst, he ain't the only one who thinks like that. He's just the one who says it on his podcast.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. Yeah. I, like I said, I'm just baffled. I'm just baffled at how still today this is how we go about things.
We're at a 15-game improvement for Oklahoma City. That's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that at all. If you had told me 10, I would have thought that's probably a stretch, but I got you. 15 with two games left, that's something. That's not what I expected.
They've
13 for Minnesota.
They've had a heck of a season.
13 for Minnesota.
A heck of a season, man. And they stepped up their games. They had a lot of expectations, a lot of hype. Well, not necessarily both teams. Minnesota didn't have as much hype, but you know, OKC had a lot of hype going into the season, and they lived up to it. They stepped up to the plate and in position to get the one seed. Got to salute that.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah, they're right there. A game separates all these teams. So it'll be decided over the course of the next couple of nights. There are still games to be played for both the Denver Nuggets, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Oklahoma City. There is a scenario, though, I think, unfortunately, where Minnesota and Phoenix, the last day of the season, means nothing for Minnesota. Mm. I think that's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's not the case.
Hopefully not.
We probably got to figure out what all of these tiebreakers are, because if they keep winning, again, Denver has Memphis and San Antonio. I can't remember in which order, but those are the last two. It'll take me 2 seconds to find out. It's San Antonio first, and then it's Memphis the last game of the season, both of them on the road. I guess depending on the tiebreaker, because if all three of those teams keep winning, the Timberwolves have the Hawks next. That's tomorrow night. As we mentioned, they close out with the Suns. The Thunder, I think they have the standby. the Thunder have the Bucks and the Mavericks.
Mm.
Ooh. The Bucks might not.
I say just because I think they be good.
And the Mavericks series is set.
Yeah.
It's the Clippers versus the Clippers versus the Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
That's done.
Go Clips.
But the host team could change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe Dallas will have something to play for in that last day of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe.
No, you're right. Possibly. I think that's a good look for the Thunder, though. Those two games.
Clippers, on the other hand, have the Jazz and the Rockets.
Well, yeah, maybe they.
Right. So there's a lot going on in these final two games, both at the
early prediction. I think the Clippers win that series in 5 or 6.
Wow, you're going to continue to crap on Dallas?
No, not necessarily.
Is it because I called you the Dallas Mavericks of our 4 o'clock game? No, is that why?
Because that was accurate. I'm Dallas they can't Mavericks lose. Of pocket watching.
Man
as
can't
well.
Lose.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I didn't.
You know what? We'll run it later. Whatever. We had a bad day yesterday, but we had the Russell Hunts out here on Twitter. We had the Carol's 916s. Hey. Jess, we got you. We got your backs. So you know what? You go ahead, Tribal Chief. All right. We got the Jesse Crybabies over here, and we're going to win tonight.
Oh.
We're going to win tonight.
Jesse Crybabies.
So, you're my man, and I love you.
What happened?
Well, it's been more than a bad day.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
What are you doing? What are you doing with him?
What are you doing with him?
I'm sorry. I was.
Hey, look, man.
Paint an accurate picture of what's going on.
Look, man.
It's been a rough week and a half, but yesterday we were feeling the heat like a lot.
I'm cooking.
You. I got you.
I'm cooking. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. you know, I can't be stopped right now. It just is what it is. You know, I woke up late in the slumber, you know, to start the season. Now I'm awake. Now I'm just ready to do what I do. How are you going to stop God's plan?
Okay. All right. I think your love for Drake is the thing I hate the most.
That's what DeMarcus Cousins said.
Oh, no, I don't
You're saying he might be dropping today. You see that?
Yeah, we know.
I wonder what his writers cooked up. I'm excited.
I'll see. Like you said.
I'm excited. I wonder what they got in the lab.
Everybody got a little shade. I mean, the pen is there. The pen has been there.
Yeah, there's about six of them for everyone.
The pen has been there. He's roaming for people's favorite rappers. He's done that. He's roaming for R&B artists.
My favorite rapper is Tupac.
Do that.
Is that a shoot?
Favorite all time, yeah.
Okay.
We ain't going to do that to Drizzy. And they saying Kendrick got something ready to go as well.
Oh yeah, Kendrick's been waiting.
They say he got something to go as well. So this is gonna be spicy. I like that. I want to see these guys compete. Anyway, I do think the Clippers are gonna win that series though. I think I was just reading the tea leaves of a lot of people are like, oh,
where are the tea leaves in relation to the streets?
Well,
are there tea leaves on the streets?
Tea leaves are usually the journalists.
Ah, got you.
The people.
Got you. Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, a lot of the Mavs.
I like
the Clippers don't want to see the Mavs. They don't want to see Luka because Luka da 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 da. Yeah, right. Whatever. They didn't beat Luka twice. What are we talking about? They talking about it now. Luka goes off in those series. Don't get it twisted. He goes off. He's a problem. But he's 0-2 in series against the Clippers. What are they even talking about?
No, I kid, but I really do feel like you're dismissing the Mavericks pretty quick, given the way that they're playing.
No, not dismissing them. They're balling. They're balling.
Okay.
It's not because I don't think the Mavericks are good. It's more of, like I said, reading the tea leaves of everybody just jumping on. Oh, the Mavericks are about to beat the Clippers. Let's settle down.
Yeah,
I think the Clippers are gonna
give me the Mavs in 6 in that one. Mavs are the team I got mine. I think they can make a run to the
conference
finals. That's the team. If we're talking not top four, like teams after that, like that's the team I got mine that can make a run.
I will say this:
is Luka's best team, and Kyrie's cooking too. He's playing good ball.
I will say this: this is an interesting series for the story of these Western Conference playoffs.
The series is the one. Okay, sure.
It's interesting. I'm not gonna say either one is gonna go, but these are two wild card teams in my opinion.
What are the streets saying about Kawhi?
I hadn't heard what the streets are saying. I don't know.
Kawhi don't talk to the streets.
Everybody's expecting him to be back.
Yeah, Kawhi don't talk to the streets.
But I think they said he ain't played all month.
Well, it's only the 11th, and I do think that's accurate. He's missed. In fact, we should probably find out when the last time he played.
And he's not going to play probably the rest of the season.
There's no reason for him to.
So we're going to be at like the 20th before he plays a game.
Yeah, that's a shoot. Yeah, that's real talk.
So I don't know. I mean, everybody's expecting Kawhi to come back, though. Nobody's saying that the playoffs are.
I don't know why anyone would expect anything as it pertains to Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard, well, it's a shoot. He has not played in April. He last played on March 31st. He played 37 minutes.
Did he hit the 65 game stretch? That little limit or whatever they got to hit.
Feels like
I believe he did.
Like almost every game this year before.
So
maybe Kawhi said, "I passed my test. Now I'm gonna sit for a bit."
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. What's the number?
65.
I got him at 12 missed games.
Yeah, because I remember
at 70 though.
Yeah, he missed a stretch of 4 in December. Those were his first missed games.
That's what I was about to say. I remember one of the crazy stats was he had played every game this year.
Yeah, then he missed a game. He didn't miss a game until Valentine's Day. He missed another game March 10th. And then, obviously, this stretch. Mm-hmm. So he made it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know what that means. All-NBA?
Yeah. Well, see, yeah? They're so I was listening to some conversations on this, and they're like hell-bent on putting – two Clippers on the All-NBA, saying Paul George and Kawhi are going to make it, should make it. I don't know if they should make it. I don't know if two of them need to make it, especially if you're talking one at the expense of Domantas Sabonis. I don't know about that. I don't know which one, though. I'd probably lean towards Kawhi over Paul George.
That's probably why they're – let me take a quick peek I can't spell Paul George's name correctly. I don't know how you make the distinction. It's close. 20 in all, basically 22, 5, and 3.5, and 23.7, 6, and 3.5. Okay. The first one was Paul George. The second one was Kawhi Leonard.
I'd go probably Kawhi. Paul George sneaky played 73 games.
I think I'd go Kawhi too. But I don't know how I'd make the argument. I feel like they've both been really good, and that's, I think, why you're probably hearing from the tea leaves that two Clippers are getting in. It's a 50-win team, I guess. I mean, it's a 50-win team, I don't guess. It's a 50-win team, period. I guess the idea is you give them two.
You know Sabonis isn't getting in if the Kings don't make the playoffs.
Well,
it would be after.
But you mean if they don't get top six?
Maybe top six or even 7, 8. Like I could see the voters. Like Kings are 9, 10. Like, why are we going to put this?
Oh,
on
I could
NBA?
See that.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
Well, the funny thing will be if they're 9th and Golden State's 10th, because you know who Steph qualified, right?
Yeah, he's
getting all NBA.
Definitely getting on the all NBA.
Remember, record only matters. Seeding only matters. When it's like plus minus.
And look,
when you need it for an argument, you use seeding.
Look, we're talking, if Domas gets to 9-10, like the Kings are in the 9-10, I can tell you right now, if the standings hold how they are, AD and Steph are definitely being all NBA.
Sabonis is 19.
That's crazy.
Wait, run that again.
I think AD and Steph will be all NBA.
Yeah.
But if somehow the Kings slip to 9 or 10. Oh, well, we can't put Domas there in all NBA. Yeah. They're 9 or 10.
So Bonus is 19 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. And we're just, is he going to get in?
Insane. That's absolutely insane.
Another rebounding title.
Yeah. What's Jokic? 24, 12 and a half, and 9? 8?
26, 12 and 9.
Okay. So it's all we're talking is points. It's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You get pretty much.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's not if he absolutely ridiculous if he doesn't make it.
Mm. You read Jokic's number.
He might have had to carry that double-double streak till the end of the season.
Well, you read Jokic's number out loud too. Like they're not that much better than like SGA, Tatum, and stuff like that. So it kind of just does make you think, why did we just hand it to him?
We,
not we, but
we didn't.
Right.
Like, I think he's the MVP, but like you look at the numbers on the surface or whatever. It's just
he's
it's not
deserving of the MVP. The question is, why the hell is there no conversation?
Yeah, yeah.
He's absolutely deserving, but there's five guys. Look, he's not my favorite player. Luka Doncic deserves a conversation.
Absolutely.
He's had a phenomenal. This is what y'all, those same people mm-hmm. have begged mm-hmm. this for this moment for Luka Doncic mm-hmm. since he got in the league, and it's here.
Yeah.
He's having it. No, it's too late, though. We gave it to the big. Who's phenomenal.
Yeah. Luka's been going crazy, though, in the last 2 months or so. I can't believe they're not taking advantage of this opportunity.
Luka got laughed by
Jokic. Believe it. Yeah, I can't. That's crazy. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Like you just said, this is the moment. This is what they've been waiting for.
I think Giannis doesn't get the consideration because
there's just too much drama.
The Bucks have been, the Bucks have been drama-filled.
Well, even if they weren't, he wouldn't get consideration.
Oh, you're right.
He doesn't get consideration because he's already won two, and basically they take him for granted around the league.
They take what he does and
how he plays and his production for granted.
I agree. It's the Kings and the Pelicans tonight at the Golden One Center for the fifth time. Keegan Murray is listed as questionable. Mm. With a left calf. Brandon Ingram is listed as questionable. I thought he was out. I would actually kind of be surprised if Brandon Ingram played.
I would too. I'd be surprised.
It's a left calf for Keegan Murray.
I wonder what happened. Is it a strain? Is it a contusion?
I think it was reported as soreness the other day.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think it was so that could just be soreness. Yeah. You know, the Ingram thing is the one to watch. I did not expect Ingram to play
because they said when he got hurt they were going to check him out in like two more weeks, right? If they were coming around that timetable now.
We are, but I get it. They're playing for something.
Yeah,
they're absolutely playing for something, and I don't mean to minimize what they're doing. I just think they're also playing. I don't want to dismiss how big the top six, you know, a guaranteed playoff spot is. That's all we've been talking about for 2 weeks now is a guaranteed playoff spot. But I'm also thinking about Brandon Ingram. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to sacrifice Brandon Ingram with three games left in the regular season and something goes wrong. I don't want this to be an OG Anunoby situation, is what I'm saying. Different injuries, not saying that. I'm just saying if you have the opportunity for him to sit a couple of more games and bring him back 100 closer to 100%, I might do that.
Yeah, you have some room to play with to still accomplish what you're trying to accomplish if you're the Pelicans. There's no need in today's game to bring him back. You know what I mean? If this was a situation, like if they were in the...
And they do play tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah,
point exactly. that out too. They do play tomorrow.
If they were maybe in the Kings situation where you need all three to even have a chance, then... Yeah, maybe you think about it, but they can go 2-1 and still get the sixth spot or something like that. So I wouldn't force them back right now if I were them. But it's also the player, right? Like if he feels like he can go when he wants to go, wants to give it a try, that goes into consideration as well.
You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. But I'd also ask Brandon Ingram. And I'm not trying to like make a joke here because that's who the Kings are playing tonight. As a player, as a member of the Pelicans, you want to give it a try or you can play. Because if you can play, let's go.
I'm looking at the NBA.
Let's go get this top six. If you want to give it a try, I don't know that that's what we want to do right now.
Right.
Let's give it a try in the play-in or the playoffs. Let's trust our team right now.
I'm looking at the NBA injury report right now. They got him listed as out for today.
Oh, he is listed as out.
Listed
okay.
as out for today.
Okay. Come on, Sean Cunningham. Man. Sean's my guy. Sean may not have seen
maybe,
him.
Maybe he got, maybe well, Sean got something new.
Well, Sean, that's a good point because Sean's there.
Yeah.
Sean's outside. Sean's in these streets.
This is just the latest report.
Sean is in these streets. Willie Green may have said, hey, Sean.
Sean reading the tea leaves.
Sean was talking to Willie Green about the Coachella lineup, and Willie Green said, hey, dog, I think Brandon, we're going to upgrade Brandon to questionable.
I heard Willie Green was emotional when he was telling Sean as well.
Wow.
Willie didn't deserve that.
Hey, wait till Jesse. Hey, you're going to know what that emotion is like when you get that next pocket watch and win.
I can't believe I'm getting shots thrown at me by the ref.
No,
right
that's
now.
Not a shot.
The
no.
ref is talking crazy no. to me, too. Wow, the no. ref. It's Jesse and the Jesse Crybabies versus everybody.
That's not. That wasn't a shot. That was saying you're going to be overcome with emotion. You guys hate emotion, except Kenny.
We don't cry for being teams under 500, all right? We're on a bad losing streak, but we don't cry for being teams under 500.
What's going to happen today when I'm not under 500 no more? I'm 11-12.
Is that for real? That's really his record?
11-12.
That'll be 11-13.
11-12.
We're back today.
No. His record versus you is not 11-12. It is absolutely not what it is.
Really, who cares?
It's 9-12.
Do we say
record in the official league is 9-12?
It's not 9-12. It is 11-12.
Sacramento A's just got to the league, and you're bragging about beating them.
Do we say, hey, the Kings are 0-5 this year or 0-4? No. We say they're 45-35, not their record against the Pelicans.
If the Kings played multiple exhibition games and a couple of unsanctioned games without officials, then yes, we'd point that out. But you,
we ain't hearing that. Your boy about to be 500 today.
Sir, you have a very respectable 9-12 record. What you have done in the pocket watching league is phenomenal. Stop trying to pad the stats here, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Did you see that today, by the way?
Yeah, man. He's
$16 million, was that the number? It wasn't $4 million, it was $16
million? It's crazy.
Man.
And something about it still don't seem right. Yes. I don't know what it is. It's just
there's a lot about this. Well, so here's the other thing. All of the talk about, you know, what sort of conspiracy theories this could be out there, that's dead now. Because the feds are involved. Mm-hmm. That's over. Mm. Bro is in trouble.
Oh, no, he's definitely.
He's in major.
He's done.
There's no, oh, man, maybe Shohei was covered. No. No.
He's done.
Nah, he's cooked. Yeah. We'll come back, man. Mark Jones joins us.
The Louis Vuitton Don.
On the live stream. I think we could get Mark to show us his closet. I wonder if he might not even be at the house.
Well, he might.
I don't know where Mark is. Is he on
the
call tonight?
He said he got a flight later on. So, you know, we
Mark might be tapping in from the airport.
I'm sure his suitcase looks as good as his closet. I mean, you got a pack of clothes, right?
Oh, I got to see. What
kind of suitcase he got? What kind of duffel bag you got?
I'm a duffel bag?
Yeah, what's the duffel
bag? I'll go
today?
A Louis duffel bag.
Yeah, definitely a Louis.
I'll go
But the roller,
I'll go the flight attendants one that they love. What is it called? Travel Pro. He got the. We'll talk to him. Mark Jones.
The duffel definitely Louis. He's the Louis Vuitton Don.
He is. Indeed, he is. And he joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Just getting ready to tell my first ever boxing story during the break. I just wanted to fit in with everybody else.
What do you want me to do? We got to come back. The music is about to hit.
Got a radio show to do, pal. Sorry. Mark Jones is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to Mark here about the final three games ahead for the Sacramento Kings, all at the Golden 1 Center. Begins tonight with the New Orleans Pelicans, the Phoenix Suns tomorrow, and then they will close things out against the Portland Trail Blazers Sunday afternoon. 12:30 starts across the league for the National Basketball Association.
I like that they do that. You know, it's makes for a wild Sunday with things on the line. I remember last year just watching, and ironically, the Kings were locked into the three, but just watching who they were going to play, you know, the Warriors and the Clippers and forgot the other team. They were all involved in, like, if this team loses, then this happens. I think it was Minnesota. Mm. And that's when Rudy Gobert punched Kyle Anderson.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so I like that they've done that.
Didn't Draymond Green troll him for that?
Probably.
What did insecurity is loud? What was that? Yeah, I think
he tweeted that because Rudy said that once.
Because Rudy said that before. And then yeah, the Kyle Anderson. Didn't they sit him for a play-in game?
Mm-hmm. They had a game against the Lakers.
But called it an injury?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to play. Or did they sit him
really
in?
They really suspended
him. And then he said, I wasn't going to play anyways because I'm hurt or something
maybe
like that.
He said that.
There was something else there besides he just sat. Like there was.
Yeah.
There was
I think they put
there.
It out, though, that they were suspending him for that game.
What's That's what
name?
I thought.
Broke his hand that game, I think, too. McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a crazy last day of the season.
Wow.
That was a trip.
Oh, come on, man. Hey.
Legend.
Hey, come
Legend.
On, man. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Let's bring in our boy.
I want to make sure you're paying attention.
Come on, man. Let's bring in our boy. Let's show you what we're laughing at. Hold
come on.
Come
on, man.
Hold on. I'm going to put come the display on, names cook. On the screen. Look Let's at that boy cook, right baby. There. Let's Chocolate cook. Dollars here with us. Come on, man.
Ristar Frost.
Ooh, look at that boy. The Louis Vuitton Don.
Oh,
Mark
man.
Jones joining us. Mark, what's
hey,
up, baby?
Man. Hey, man. God woke me up this morning, man. I got no complaints.
Talk
yes,
about
no complaints.
It.
Yes, indeed. Mark.
Getting ready to, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, Mark, we was talking yesterday. He said, you got a flight. So you're not going to be here for tomorrow's game or tonight?
No, I'm tonight's a TNT exclusive.
Right.
We're not doing tonight, but I'll be doing tomorrow's game. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll be doing tomorrow's game, and then unfortunately, I have an ESPN commitment Sunday. I got Bulls at Knicks Sunday afternoon on the last day of the regular season. Won't be able to do our Portland game, but hopefully we'll have good fortune before that, man. Get up to six, and it'll be in the bag, hopefully.
What you think about what this looks like, Mark? It's been tough without Malik, and we've been trying to, you know, stall this team out a little bit, even building a 20-point lead a couple of nights ago, man, having a couple of 20-point leads over the last, you know, 8 or 9 days against the Knicks, and then, again, just a couple of days ago to close out that road trip. But it just feels tough, man. You're losing a lot of firepower with Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk out of the lineup.
Yeah, you said it, man. I mean – you know, you can't dismiss the fact that we're missing about, you know, 26 points per game in those two guys. And, you know, the Mike Brown will insist on telling everybody that we have enough. But, you know, when you look at guys like, you know, Trey Lyles stepping up, Davion Mitchell stepping up, you know, having to get that kind of production, and now Colby Jones suddenly getting a lot of run. It's a little bit of an unfamiliar position for some guys, different kind of roles at different times and different substitution patterns, not to make excuses, but, you know, the style of play changes without those guys. When you think about Malik not being in there, right, that's 16 points a game plus the added pocket play. He plays in the pocket as well as anybody on our team, maybe the best. His passes to Domas. You know, it's not a surprise that we saw Domas not be as productive offensively scoring the basketball as he would normally be with Malik in that last game against OKC. And our style of play changes without those two guys. It's not as much dribble handoff action. We play a little bit more pick and roll. And I believe it's a little bit easier subsequently to scheme for us, you know.
Not for sure, man.
And
I don't want to harp too much on Tuesday's game against OKC, but you were there. And yesterday I you know, came on here and everybody was upset with the 58 threes taken, and I understand it. And blown lead, I get it all. But Mark, I watched that team on Tuesday, man, and I said they were playing so damn hard, man. They played their ass off to try and get that one against a team that may be the number one seed on the road. And I had a hard time, even though they didn't. That doesn't mean they played perfect or anything else like that. But I thought they really tried to gut that one out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I had a hard time like going in on that team because I know they left it out there and it just wasn't able to happen.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the same thing?
Yeah, that was a great effort. I mean, you're right, man. This team is not lacking for effort right now. And a great barometer for effort, if you look at the rebounding stats, especially in that first half, when they came out with the requisite effort, and, you know, rebounding is always a great barometer for effort. And the fact that, guys, in the last, you know, 15 games, we are, you know, I want to say like top five defensive rating. And when you wake up this morning and look at the synergy stats, cleaning the glass stats, Sacramento is number 14 overall in defensive rating. And that speaks to the improved defense. You can't get good defensive results without great effort. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the stops were not timely stops against OKC. And, you know, once again, the last 2 minute report, I saw it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
pointed it out the second it happened.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I said he walked. And, you know, the last 2 minute report says, yeah, you know, he walked, but that's like telling me the operation was a success, but the patient died. You know, that doesn't help us right now, yeah. You know, so. It's going to take a great collective tonight against New Orleans and again Friday against Phoenix and, you know, to wrap it off Sunday against Portland. But, you know, I think this team is up to it. We saw last year when it really counted, you know, especially Fox, he really answered the call in that playoff series. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about the strength and the leadership of this squad in these last three games. So far, you know, a couple of plays and we're 3-1 on that 4-game road trip as opposed to 1-3.
Mark, you talked about the improved defense. It's visible. Like you can see it when you're watching this basketball team play. They are a better defensive team. The problem is it still feels like with this squad, they're good, but they're not good enough to win games on the defensive end. They still need a high end performance on offense to get this going. And it feels like De'Aaron has been struggling a little bit. And Domas has been struggling a little bit, and I know it's just beating the same drum, man, but how much of that is an effect of their two-guard depth being completely wiped out?
Yeah, that's it. Look at De'Aaron's minutes, guys, over the last three games. He's had a couple of 42, 43-minute games.
I mean, it ain't going to get better either.
No. I mean, the tank's a little low right now, and, you know, they're playing the recovery game, and, you know, they're putting in, you know, we were in Oklahoma City, man, and there was an early bus, another early bus, and then the regular bus schedule to get to the gym in both morning shoot around and then, you know, after shoot around and guys getting shots up. They're very much aware of what it's going to take. You know, mentally, they're there. Sometimes the body doesn't comply. So, you know, I know that over the last 24 hours, they've been getting their treatment and their rest. De'Aaron told me that he's been doing his lifting to try and stay strong even after road games and even sometimes after back to back. So he's putting in the time and the effort, and, you know, Domas tonight is going to be an interesting matchup against the New Orleans team because, you know, we need him to be at his best. And this Pelican squad is a team that we've struggled against. And, you know, sometimes we can struggle against length, and they've got Valanciunas and length on the wings as well. So, you know, tonight's going to be a great test and see how we move forward.
You know, Mark, you know, we talked about some of the struggles and, you know, Fox and Sabonis kind of running on Ian and anything. One of the, you know, big revelations as of the last couple of weeks, and especially in that game on Tuesday, was Keon Ellis, man, and the way he's played and showing that he's not just this defensive guy or anything else like that. You leave him open for a shot. The league is going to start to learn, like, we can't leave him open for a shot. He'll knock it down. You've seen him, you know, the whole way through. You've seen him since he was, you know, that two-way guy earlier. What have you seen in his game where I feel like he's gotten better over the course of the year? He stepped up his game, and that's why he's performing the way he has. What have you seen from him over this time that you've
I love the way that when he catches guys that he's popping right away. No hesitancy on those three balls. I mean, we saw what he did in that OKC game. We saw what he did, especially in the first half. And if you look at, you know, tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be interested to see whether guys like, you know, Trey Murphy or CJ McCollum, whoever is guarding him, are going underneath those screens or trying to lock and trail and come over the top. Because if they go under, Keon's going to make them pay. He's been shooting it well. And, you know, at the defensive end, with all of his steals and deflections, you know, he's constantly, I speak with Jordy Fernandez, who runs our defense, he's constantly grading out amongst the top two or three players every single game. With his growth at the offensive end, it's much needed at this point. You know, if he pops for another career high tonight, tomorrow, and then on Sunday, we'll be in good business. And it's not beyond him because he's playing with a lot of confidence right now, a lot of confidence. And there's nobody in his mind that causes him to pause for thought in terms of being able to pull. And, you know, he's got the drive game, the three-pointer, mid-range game. And, you know, he was very locked in on Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.